seated.
Let's pray. Gracious God, may the words we hear today be your words. May you speak through me or in spite of me, whichever you deem appropriate. Lord, we pray in your Son's holy name. Amen. Now, when I sat down to think about what I was going to say today on Father's Day, I wrote a sentence down on my computer screen, and this was what I came up with as my central thought. When has there been something worldly that has completely bothered me and distracted me from everything going on in my life? I sat there, I probably stared at that for a half hour waiting for a sermon to pop up. Inevitably it did, but it was funny because I was trying to think, when have I ever been so consumed with something of the world? And then I thought about when we lived up in the mountains, and I'm going to tell y'all another fishing story. There was a beautiful little lake up there, and it was just south of the village of Middleburg. I'll tell y'all where my secret fishing spot is, because it ain't like y'all's going there. And there was a beautiful lake there, but the best thing about this lake is not the fact that it had bluegill, perch, crappie, and bass in it. It was the fact that there was no cell service. And it was right off of the highway because, God bless her, Pastor Romy, anytime I would go fishing, I would get to where I'd be, and I'd either be in the boat or on a dock, and just start really getting involved in it, and then what would happen? My phone would zzzz. No, Pastor. And I, of course, would open it up, and it'd be two messages usually. It was, how's it going? Which is code for, are you coming home anytime soon? Or, how much longer are you going to be? Which was very forthright there. But this area, this lake, it was just a beautiful area to be, sitting there surrounded by God's creation, God's beauty up in that place just outside of Middleburg, and catching fish and just enjoying and being completely separated from the real world and just completely enamored with all that God has given us. And then I got to thinking about the scripture, about what is connected with what we heard this morning. And it goes back to where your treasure is, where you put your treasure. That's where your heart's going to be as well. And so Jesus is really continuing his lesson here by instructing us of how we are so connected to the things of the world, the things of society. What we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, or what we're going to wear, what time we're going to be home. Well, when we look upon this a little bit further and get to thinking about Father's Day, you think about your kids a lot, don't you? And the blessings that they've been in your lives. And then you think about the other kids in your lives, your nieces, your nephews, your grandkids, all the other little blessings that run around in your lives that you can give back to their parents at the end of the day. But I don't know if y'all been watching the news lately, have you? I don't watch the news, it depresses me, I just read it. That's depressing enough unto itself. But I think about the families that have tried to cross the border looking for something better in their lives. A lot of people don't understand what it's like down there in Central and South America. I remember distinctly, though, in El Salvador, we were in a nice neighborhood where we were staying at compared to the surrounding areas. But do you know what we did at night when we got back to the house we were staying at? We closed the big iron gate and we padlocked ourselves inside of the building. And the neighbors there, the four people that lived on the corner of that intersection, they all chipped in and they hired a private security guard to stand at the intersection all night long with a shotgun strapped around his shoulder. I remember riding around the countryside and seeing the kids and the families that work in the fields out there, the kids that lived in areas where mudslides frequently happened, and to sit and to look and to see these people, part of God's creation, living in a place like this. And then I think about what we have, about what I have, about the home that we have made here, about my children going to school every single day, Monday through Friday. And then it really brings things home and really brings it back together. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be as well. I don't know about y'all, but my God loves everybody. Doesn't matter if you have papers that say you belong here or not. Doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown. It doesn't matter if you're Asian, if you're African, if you're American. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. But we choose to look at fear and hate and let that consume our lives. We take a book that is supposedly filled with all this love of God, and then we pick and choose what scripture we want to use to quote for whatever instance we may be looking at. We don't even have to go back so far in our own American history to see that we use some of these same scriptures when slavery was legal in the United States. Servants, obey your masters. As the church, we like to feel comfortable in our sanctuaries and in our safe places. It brings us a sense of belonging, a sense of being at home. But until we're ready to go outside of these walls and let people know that, no, our God doesn't pick and choose who God loves and cares for. And until we say, no, you're not going to use our Bible to cause hate and violence and to suppress someone else. We've allowed that to happen far too long in the Christian faith. And well, I'm tired. Tired of seeing it endlessly. Tired of seeing bigotry and violence incited in the name of God. We're here, we're the church, we're called. And well, where do you put your treasure? Where is your heart? Seems like I got to do these talks a lot here lately, where we just have to recenter our lives and refocus and not necessarily come here to be comforted, but instead to go out into the world and to comfort those who've been afflicted, to care for the least of these, to look after all of God's children. After all, we are brothers and sisters together. Amen. 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 Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Gracious God, we so often forget to look and see where we cause harm and division instead of care and reconciliation. Lord, it seems so much easier to cause fear and to allow that to consume us, so much so we forget that we're your children. Create in us a passion to go out into the world in your strength. May we see that this creation you have given to us belongs to all of us. May those constructs that obstruct May the rules we have that cause pain and damage be erased and instead filled with ones that embrace your goodness and your nature. Lord, we've fallen short, but you've redeemed us. So may we go out into the world in this redemptive spirit. And until Christ comes in final victory and we're all brought back together with you at that great heavenly banquet, Lord, hear these prayers, hear all of our prayers. Through your Son's holy name, we all pray. Amen.